all Americans, I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, and I'm going to tell you something right now. We are going to go over a story right here that nobody in the mainstream media or the alternative media is talking about whatsoever. It is also a story that I will give you my Burmes Brigade guarantee that eventually the overarching stories that we are going to hit, and it's going to be extensive because I back up what I say 100% by mainstream media accounts that anybody can go look up. This will be a story as big or bigger than the P. Diddy stuff, 100%. We're talking about a household name, like that of the likes of Mickey Mouse, that is recognizable, and this story is nowhere, and I mean nowhere, to be found. And let me just say this. One of the reasons that I'm doing this is that I am really hoping, after 5 years of me covering this story, I've been covering this since January of 2019, and there have been a multitude of other stories in regard, and we're going to show you those as well. And I really thought in the very beginning that this would be something that just could not be hidden. And it's really trivial in regards to a lot of the things that I've covered over the years, whether it be transhumanism, the hate and lies shots, authoritarian restrictions, 9/11, the war of terror, etc. But to me, with this latest incident, it is now time for people to understand that nobody should lose their life over what we are about to talk about. And what are we about to talk about? Well, we're going to start it right here. Woman suing Conor McGregor is the victim of horrifying home invasion, one hospitalized with stab wound. Now, when did this occur, and why aren't you seeing this all over the mainstream media? All right. John Fitch sent me the initial article, and it is very sparse and did not even have that headline that said burglary. We're going to read that whole article out loud in a moment. But when you read it, and it was kind of elusive as to which sexual assault, alleged sexual assault victim, this was of McGregor, because there are a multitude of allegations, which we're going to explore today, against McGregor. Somebody that is worth literally billions of dollars to entities such as the UFC, ESPN, their parent company, Disney, okay, and WME Entertainment, people like Ari Emanuel, who is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, by the way. All those entities, forget about just the Proper 12 whiskey, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking billions of bucks, and we're going to get into that as well. And that's why I believe that right now there is cover being run. Because guess what? Not only did John Fitch, who is an MMA legend out there, people that know, and I've been a huge MMA fan, I take no pleasure in reporting this, okay? And maybe I should have teased it more, but this is a huge story. and no one's talking about it. And this is the kind of thing that you can really tell anybody, as the name is so recognizable, the evidence is over the top, okay? And they can make their own decision. And it's not something about the WEF or global governance or tyranny. This is just straight up corruption on another level. And I got news for you. When you hear these allegations, especially against the woman that has gone through so much, if indeed this is the incident, and this is what's being reported on the mainstream media, so we'll get there, has gone through. And we're really going to hammer that home. And like I said, this woman who's alleging this comes from an attack in December of 2018 at a hotel in Dublin, Ireland. We're going to go deep into that attack, okay? But there's so much more to get through. So Bitch and I were actually talking on Thursday, okay? I have another program. It's on TNT. Thursday evening about how the Chandler McGregor fight was not going to happen. And I'm going to show you the financial incentives. They were looking at a $20 million gate on that. Forget about the pay-per-view numbers, the subscriptions to ESPN Plus, or the whole Disney bundle, because you have to have that. You have to have at least ESPN Plus just to purchase a pay-per-view. You know, he puts butts in seats and he gets dollars on pay-per-view to the tune of, again, profitable for billions. And that's why no one's talking about this. Shows you how controlled the media is and how this is, again, is a microcosm for other institutions out there, banking, defense institutions, the DOD. I mean, you go down the line. This is peanuts compared to that. And they lie to you about this. Okay. So Fitch and I are discussing how that's not happening. It's so weird that about an hour after that discussion, Thursday night, American time, it's announced that McGregor has an injury. Now, allegedly, this happens early Friday morning, Irish time, in Dublin. Okay? Do the math. I'm just not suggesting anything. But I'm sure there's no correlation between the dropout of a mysterious injury and the incident we're about to read verbatim. The one American outlet other than one of the MMA sites out there. A woman who filed a personal injury claim lawsuit against the Irish megastar Conor McGregor was the subject of a terrifying home invasion on Friday, June 14th. According to the report from the Irish Mail, a trio of unidentified individuals stormed into a house located on Dublin South Side in the early morning hours. I think it was like 2 a.m., 2:20 a.m., actually. You'll see it down there. 2:20 a.m. that time, okay? And is said to have sent the woman's partner to the hospital with stab wounds. The woman and her child, okay, were unharmed. Okay, per the report, their intruders made their way upstairs where the woman's partner met them at the bedroom door. They allegedly yelled, "Where's the money?" Again, a home invasion. This guy fought back, punching one of them in the face, managed to force them down the stairs, and he took a stab wound in the stomach. Again, sure, it has nothing to do with McGregor at all. At least that's what they tell you. All right? So it's non-life-threatening, thank goodness. Okay? And when you look at this, allegedly this is the woman from the 2018 sexual assault allegation. Now, when you see this thing, this woman did not want to sue. She wanted to bring criminal charges against McGregor, 100%. This is the Beacon Hotel in Dublin on the night of December 9th, 2018. And I thought I was late to the party reporting on this a month after. I couldn't believe nobody else had reported on this. All right, so again, I'm asking you guys out there to get this into the public arena. Let's contrast this before we move on to my generation and Mike Tyson. Okay. Now, for those that don't know, Mike Tyson actually did prison time for a quote unquote sexual assault that in a lot of cases was much more of a he said, she said thing than what we're about to go over. I mean, 1,000 times. The media was all over it. It was front page almost right away. Why isn't that the case? And we're not talking about one thing with McGregor, as I'm going to show you. Why is that not the case anymore? Does that not tell you where we are? Okay. And look, I'm not trying to bring any shade to Tyson. Again, I thought there were big problems in that case. This is not that. Okay. So I want to point this out to people. Again, not really reported. This case in civil court was supposed to take place in April. And then the Michael Chandler fight gets announced. They actually push it back to after the fight. Okay. And remember, this woman tried to bring criminal charges. And the fact that if this is the December 18th victim, okay, the fact criminal charges didn't happen is over the top. It shows you the corruption of the police force over in Ireland. I mean, it's over the top. So I want to talk about this right here. Now, a woman who had alleged that Conor McGregor punched and kicked her, okay, punched and kicked her on a yacht. This, again, incident years later, maybe if some people started talking about this, these things wouldn't be happening. She jumped off the yacht fearing for her life and was rescued by another boat. Just so happens. I mean, these people that get in these incidents with McGregor, they just have some bad luck. People getting stabbed and then cars being torched by arsonists. Well, lo and behold, I'm shocked to say it, that the yacht assault lawsuit was dropped. Huh. Yeah, it's weird. You know, after things go on fire and maybe you said that you were punched and kicked by somebody jumping off a boat. So you do things. Okay. So the next thing I want to bring up is the fact that we had this incident recently. I think this was like NBA finals last year. And a lot of people ignored this one in the United States in where I believe Miami played. Okay. Now there was a video of this woman. She was a little overweight. And people act like, oh, since she just wanted to do with whatever with McGregor. They go into a bathroom together on video. They've got guards surrounded. Now, let's be honest. The man openly has a cocaine issue. All right? When you go into bathrooms like that, I'll just say this. There's a lot of times cocaine's being used. Now, it got spun because she went into the bathroom. She should have done whatever McGregor wanted or expected McGregor to advance on her sexually. Okay. Now here's where it comes crazy town. Okay. This woman allegedly tried to go to the police first and they refused to file a claim. Now you're going to watch the media report on this with the woman's lawyer. All right. So again, this isn't the assault victim we're talking about here. In fact, we're going to go down the line of the alleged assaults that we know about in a moment, okay? But I'm really reaching out to you guys on this one. Think about this. That stabbing, no one's talking about it. I'm sure it's not related to him pulling out of the fight, right? And these earlier incidents, nothing to see here. Let's go to this clip.
And good afternoon. New details after UFC star fighter Conor McGregor is accused of raping a woman at a Miami Heat game in Miami. Local 10 has explosive messages from the alleged victim. The alleged assault took place inside the Kaseya Center during game 4 of the NBA Finals.
The victim messaging the security guard assigned to McGregor after the alleged assault. Local 10's Rosh Lowe is live with the story you saw exclusively first on Local 10. Rosh.
Yeah, things are heating up in this case. And today we spoke with the attorney for the alleged victim, and she gave us these messages, which are actually on Instagram. She says they are very significant because they show, she says, that the woman in this case was traumatized.
This is video of Conor McGregor at the Kaseya Center during the NBA Finals. The timestamp is 11:54. Minutes later, a woman claims that the grappler sexually assaulted her in the men's bathroom. 12 hours after the alleged incident, the woman messages a security guard who she knows. He was standing guard outside of the bathroom at the time of the alleged incident. The messages read with the security guard saying, "What's up?" The woman says, "Yo, I didn't know he was trying to expletive me in bathroom. Expletive was crazy. I pushed him off me. He pulled my pants down. I do not know, LOL, says the security guard. Ariel Mitchell represents the woman in question.
What if people say you're changing your story? This is a shakedown. This is just about money.
If
by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never be.
I am sorry about that, folks. We are having some weird technical difficulties. But I want to go back to this because, again, this woman tried to file a criminal report. A criminal report. And nothing was done. So let's play this clip from about a minute in.
Messages a security guard who she knows. He was standing guard outside of the bathroom at the time of the alleged incident. The messages read with the security guard saying, "What's up?" The woman says, "Yo, I didn't know he was trying to expletive me in bathroom. Expletive was crazy. I pushed him off me. He pulled my pants down. Had you not know? LOL, says a security guard. Ariel Mitchell represents the woman in question.
What if people say you're changing your story? This is a shakedown. This is just about money.
Well, I would say that would be true if my client didn't go to the police first. My client went to the police Sunday.
McGregor's camp with this statement. After not responding to the demand for money made by claimant's counsel, she turned to the media to apply pressure. This is no more than a shakedown. As for the attorney representing the woman, this is what she says Miami police told her client.
She should seriously consider hiring an attorney to either A, resolve this before a police report is necessary, or to help her navigate once she did file a police report. My client was, as you could imagine, very afraid and frightened.
Wait a minute here. That sounds very strange, that police.
You're telling me, and I told the police this myself when we went and filed the police report on Wednesday.
Okay, so after we heard that allegation, we picked up the phone, we called the Miami Police Department. They said, look, we cannot comment on an ongoing investigation, but my sources within the department tell me that simply didn't happen. It didn't happen the way the attorney claims it did.
Let me just stop right there. Now, notice that he didn't say, and they didn't put it on the record, that she didn't show up to the police department that day as she claimed. Right. Total spin. And now I want to point out that, in fact, that sexual assault case was also dropped. So we got the yacht case that gets dropped after the firebombing. We have the one little sparse media appearance after that. You saw the text message that gets dropped. Now, I want to get into the financial incentives of all this before we even go any further. They were looking at a $20 million gate. With Chandler versus McGregor. McGregor, a guy who hasn't won a fight in years, who really had a career-ending injury with his leg. I mean, that's it. That you don't come back from that. He was already on the downswing. In my opinion, had no chance against Chandler. But I'll be frank. The only cage I want to see this man in is one in a prison cell. That's it. That's all I want to see. Okay. Now, Chael Sonnen has come out and claimed that McGregor is in rehab. All right. Now, TMZ is saying this is incorrect. These are representatives for McGregor. McGregor's really been silent since this incident of pulling out of the fight. You understand what I'm saying to you? And this, it just that so happens to coincide with an incident supposedly of a stabbing. That is going to get into, again, the main case we're going to get into in here in a minute. Now, to Yahoo News's credit, okay, last year, I mean, again, a year plus ago now, they did a, you know, an article where they went through the March 2019 incident, an October 2019 incident, a September 2020 incident, an April 2018 incident, a March 2020, do you understand what's going on here? 2019 incident, an October 2021 incident, and then, of course, the yacht incident from July of 22. Okay? I mean, honestly, if you're looking mainstream and just the comprehensive ones that came out, again, last year during this latest incident that she dropped the charges or whatever case, the suit against McGregor, we don't know why, but dropped it. You had all those incidences. Now, we're going to go hard in the paint here, folks, because, again, it really disturbs and disgusts me that I put this thread out in December of 2019. Now, I had almost been talking about it for a year at that point, and I just couldn't believe that this wouldn't get traction. But once again, the entities we're talking about, WME, ESPN, Disney, the good people at Disney, he's a big buco bucks to them and not just the UFC. Forget about that gate. You know, do you know how much it costs for a UFC? Again, you have to lock yourself in for a subscription of at least, I think it's $12 a month I pay for ESPN Plus for the privilege of paying $75, you know, a dozen times a year for pay-per-views. Just pointing that out. Globally, it's a little bit cheaper. It's like $30-$40 in most places. But the vast majority of pay-per-view buys are in this country. However, huge European audience for the narrative that surrounds this guy. Now, I have this thread. I'm going to be retweeting this thread once InfoWars cuts this up and reposts the video you are watching right now. And this is obviously an extensive thread. We're going to hit every single part of it in a moment. Goes down to the yacht incident and then ends. Where the evidence you see here, this isn't Jason Burmes. This is mainstream media in the very beginning. They wouldn't even mention McGregor in this assault case. Why? Because they didn't have to. It's against the law, actually. But I want to read you this headline. This is from the December case. At the end of the day, there is no doubt that this young lady suffered a horrendous ordeal. The examinations and all the evidence shows that she was raped and very badly assaulted in that penthouse suite. And it comes right there because she's too afraid to give a statement. In fact, she didn't want to give that statement. Why? She was in a hospital bed for weeks, beaten and bruised. And remember, this was an Irish sports star. Now, the funny thing is, again, because, and we're going to see this later on, this was in Ireland. Unless the person is actually convicted of the assault, you can't use their name. And yet we're going to show you WhatsApp messages between journalists that absolutely knew it was McGregor. They knew of the investigation, how badly this woman had been assaulted, okay? And yet the mainstream in this country refused to even pick up on the WhatsApp messages that are 110% valid. That shows you how controlled the media is on a ton of different aspects. You know who's not controlled media? Infowars.com. They don't tell me what to say. They had no idea I was going to be doing this story today. Support Infowars over at Infowarsstore.com. Get the supplements. Get the books. Make the donations. All right, they are fighting the good fight. We don't know if InfoWars is going to be around in 6 months. I hope.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system, everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck. Right, you make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits, and that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What Boom. Makes they call. Sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship, and then boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/go with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are. kepm.com/gold. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make, and I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we are talking about this latest incident. Again, if you're just tuning in, just about the same time that Conor McGregor pulled out of his fight, a woman that alleges a vicious sexual assault and has her case coming up in civil court after it being rejected by the court system in Ireland, despite all the evidence we're just starting to go over. Well, at that same moment, just around that same time period, three masked individuals came into her home and stabbed her boyfriend in the stomach. Now, these are the type of things that are being alleged in this case. Now, again, too afraid to give a statement. Let me just read this first paragraph. Police found her bruised and battered in her home and removed bloody clothes from the premises after the woman, a mother of one, remember, this woman's child was also at this incident, lovely, right? Who was in her 20s, was taken to the sexual assault treatment unit at the Rotunda Hospital for treatment by ambulance. And by the way, It seems like they all kind of knew each other on the peripheral, the boyfriend, this woman, McGregor, his quote unquote girlfriend slash wife D. That's a story for another day. It's not like they didn't know one another. Now, this next article, we're going to go, this headline, mom, who accused Irish star of rape was found battered and bruised, discussing those statements made by others. Okay, because again, a lot of this took place in front of people. These statements are hugely detailed and complex and go into the minute detail of every aspect on the night of the attack. There is that article right here. Again, these are extensive articles. Now, we have CCTV cameras that were examined. We're going to get into that in a minute, but this is what they had established at that point. The woman met the sports star in South Dublin village while socializing and essentially talked about how, you know, they had people that knew each other. All right. Went to the hotel. Wasn't just with him, with a group of people, by the way, that would come out. Cocaine, alcohol, the whole nine. All right. And here it says that she has identified the sports star to police, but again, refused to make a statement even up until that point. Probably because the person was on CCTV cameras, all right? So let's keep going down the line, okay? Headline, woman allegedly raped by Irish sports star was choked during ordeal. There were clear marks of choking around the woman's neck shortly after the incident on Monday morning. The woman resisted and bit the man in question, okay? That's from this headline right here. He looked wired. Famous sports star accused of raping woman in Dublin was wild-eyed during two-day bender hours before alleged attack. And allegedly, again, if you read the WhatsApp messages, which we were...
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, what a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist, they are the fascists. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For decades, the United Nations Agenda 2030 has been vying to push the U.S. population out of the country and into small, concentrated, 15-minute smart cities. Preparations have been made quietly behind the scenes. And it doesn't matter if Americans are disinterested, because at least 30 million illegal immigrants are now available to launch these prison cell slave cities. In her recent article, University Migrant Smart Hubs, Private Equity, and the Leveraged Buyout of America.
Folks, I am so sorry about the technical difficulties today. We are going to come right back into this story. So, if you were there while we were cutting off on the benders, the attack, the fact that the woman would not identify him and file a report because she was so beaten, I want to remind people, as we keep going down the line, remember, this thread is out there. We're going to be retweeting it later on, okay? She was left with bruising after the alleged attacks, while there were also suggestions of bleeding. Again, they found bloody clothes. Oh, yeah, and he had been accused of this before. We went over that Yahoo article that had more than half a dozen incidents that we know about, okay, that are public. Lord knows what's going on behind the scenes. Was previously accused of attacking another woman in recent months at a separate venue, okay? So, again, this is all the way back in 2018, okay? Based other assault allegations. All out in the open, not being talked about. Let's keep going down the line, okay? And not just accused of one other, but several prior. There are reports of previous incidents that happened also involving the sports star and members of his entourage in Ireland. These also may be revisited, okay? So you have a multitude of these prior to me even reporting on it in January of 2019. I'm going to get it out there again. I'm begging you people to share this, to get somebody of note, an influencer, okay, an alternative media personality. This is a huge story. I want this person in jail before somebody gets killed, period. That's where I'm at this, period, okay? So here it is right here. Offered to make himself available for interview. And this is when you find out, again, there's a multitude of these incidents. By the way, we're going to get to him and his interviews in a second. And we're going to find out, all right, what that really means. Before that, this is a quote from the article above. She is in a deep state of distress, and she is absolutely terrified. She was allegedly beaten viciously during the incident, and she is terrified for her life. She is in absolute fear. Part of the problem is the sports star is linked to people who are dangerous. Oh, how are they dangerous? All I'm going to tell you is look up the Kinahan Irish Mafia. Right, you do that. You do your own research. I know the media doesn't want you to do your own research, but they're also really not doing their job on this case, are they? Okay? So forensically, the hotel room has been identified and examined by forensic experts. CCTV has been downloaded, and they have spoken to the staff. The woman was handed over her bloodstained clothing to Garda, that's the police there, and that is now being examined, all of it. They have all the evidence. They've got eyewitness accounts. They've got CCTV. They've got accounts that go into the minute detail of this. They have other incidents prior, all right? And this was, I put the dates on when this happened, and right after Christmas, she still had not said anything. She is still too afraid to make a statement at this point because she is highly traumatized with days later, extensive bruising. She's beaten to a bloody pulp, folks. Okay? But has been in contact with the police about the rape, but still, again, not made that formal statement. We have to go all the way to, I believe, January 18th. I've been reporting on it some time. Again, this is their article. It's right here. Okay, see, they were worried that this wasn't going anywhere because she was so scared. Here's where he makes the statement and says this was consensual sex. I want everybody to take a deep breath right now. Has there ever been a time in your life that you had consensual sex with somebody who ended up hospitalized after being found by police and taken in an ambulance with bruises all over their body and bloodied clothing? Has that ever occurred? Is that a real thing? Is that something you or your lawyers could claim in a police interview with a straight face? If so, I mean, you're a psychopath. You're a total and complete psychopath. Now, but bottom line. So, I mean, sorry, we went to the wrong thing here. So right there, what else do I really need to say? The guy has admitted this incident took place. And again, you know, 5 years later, on the eve of a fight that's never going to happen, in conjunction with an incident, this woman's boyfriend gets stabbed in the belly. I mean, again, we are spoken to like we are children, unfortunately, in many cases. So here they are. Okay. Here they are. Michelle Dardis. Okay. You're a journalist that knows about this. So how do I know it's journalists? So let's take a look at it. It's their name on it. Pippa Doyle, you're another one. And these are their phone numbers, and they had reported on McGregor before. Okay, so this is a rough estimate of the whole thing, supposedly, that took place. And they're talking to investigators on this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you've never heard these accounts in the mainstream media. Alternative media has barely even touched it unless I'm coming to the plate. In fact, you know, I might be reaching out to my buddies in the alternative media on top of this broadcast, which is so powerful. And by the way, shout out to Alex Jones right now. You know, Alex, I'm a huge MMA fan, and Alex Jones, you know, provided me with that link to Joe Rogan, who got me tickets to UFC 103, my first huge MMA event. I've been to some local shows prior to that. Got to spend time with Rogan, Ari Shaffir, Eddie Bravo, a memory that will last a lifetime, sitting in great seats. Fighters like Tyson Griffin, after they fought, sitting behind me. I love this sport. In fact, I am the poor man's Joe Rogan over at Caged Aggression, an MMA promotion. I've been very blessed. You know, I don't like having to report this, but I don't like the sport also being perverted by somebody that is this grotesque and this disgusting. Period. And again, it wouldn't matter what this person does. They should be in a prison cell. Let me just read you this. This isn't Jason Burmes. Okay, this is from those leaked WhatsApp messages with investigators and the media that was reporting on this. But again, hampered because of the laws in Ireland, which we're going to get to in a moment. He didn't use a condom. Came inside her. Left her covered in bruises. And she had throat injuries, which were consistent with someone held in a chokehold like the ones applied in the ring. His DNA was all over her. He tried to ride her vaginally and rammed her tampon up into her cervix. She had to have it surgically removed. And she was also anally raped, just to let everybody know. That's also an allegation in this. Just putting it out there. Now, somebody at RTE, which is a large media network, before this story broke at all in the United States, was good enough to leak out a picture of the arrest, because McGregor was arrested for an interview but never charged with anything. See how that works? Arrested on suspicion of assault in Dublin. And I remember, dude, the trolls were out crazy when I was first reporting this. They were trying to point to other Irish. They're, Rory McIlroy's at it again. All the evidence pointed to McGregor. It was extremely obvious, and we're showing it to you. They almost got fined $250,000 for that leak, by the way. I just want to put that out there. That was reported in the media. Now, what ends up happening here? Unfortunately, you're talking about an 8% conviction rate. An 8% conviction rate in Ireland, all right, for sexual assault. That's nuts. 8%. And at the end of the day, guess what? Although this woman ends up being offered money, which we're going to show, all right? Everybody wants to say she's a gold digger. They offered her cash. Flatly rejected over $1 million or pound payout. Didn't want it. Wanted this case to go to criminal court, and it did not. Why do you think that is? Huh? And again, not the only woman that has brought now other lawsuits against McGregor, as we know about those past incidents, some of which we hit on. Some of which we barely hit on, by the way. Okay? Now, this is known out there. Okay, this is a known deal. This is Ruth Coppinger. Okay? She's a part of the parliament there. Okay? Celebrities strutting around with impunity despite sexual assault claims. Are women to go into hiding when sports stars go on a night out? I tried to find that video years ago. I did have that video. I had played it many a time over at the YouTubers. Although, you know, more and more videos are getting taken down for cyberbullying, including my coverage of McGregor, just like my coverage of Epstein. And really, that's where I want to take this at the end. Okay? It's a huge story. I've said it before. Eventually, this story, when McGregor is either no longer financially viable to the entities mentioned earlier, or you, okay, you out there, get this story out into the masses and make it go viral right now, because you do have the power to do that, all right? It could be months, years, a decade from now before this ever hits the front page, but it will. It will, just like Epstein did, okay? Just like Diddy did, okay? Just like Spacey did. But what we can't allow is the comeback tour. And right now, Kevin Spacey is on that quote-unquote comeback tour. Now, here he is, you know, with professional character actor. That's what I'll call you, Piers Morgan. Because that guy's so full of himself and the persona he's created, it's ridiculous. You want to talk about somebody that doesn't believe the bull snap that they're peddling? That guy is Piers Morgan. You know, 9 times out of 10. Now, he had this softball interview with Spacey. And now Spacey is out there because he doesn't have any money anymore. And he's talking about he doesn't know where he's going to live. And believe me, Kevin Spacey isn't settling for a duplex in Santa Monica, folks. He knows where a lot of the quote-unquote bodies are buried when we're talking about the political and Hollyweird arena. Now, we know he was on Epstein's plane with Bill Clinton. He also had a large relationship with Bill Clinton, really in the beginnings of his presidency. Those guys were like peanut butter and jelly. You know, in fact, the Frank Underwood character, all right, in many ways is largely modeled after Clinton. And Bill Clinton was even asked about the Frank Underwood character and House of Cards. And Clinton remarked how the show was much more realistic than people would expect. Something along those lines, okay? So we're going to play this clip of Spacey now talking about being on the plane with Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and young girls. And I want to remind people that it was kind of alluded to by Clinton's people prior to this that it was Epstein's plane that was loaned to them. So Epstein wasn't necessarily on these planes to Africa. I believe Chris Tucker, the actor, was also on some of these trips. But here is Spacey talking about being on a plane with not only Clinton, but Epstein at the same time. And he's really concerned that the young girls are on that plane. Let's hit it.
The airplane that we flew on for this humanitarian mission was owned by Jeffrey Epstein. And to then learn, oh, he was actually on some of those flights. I didn't want to be around this guy because I felt he put the president at risk on that trip to South Africa because there were these young girls. And we were like, "What? Who is this guy?" So I will say this.
There were young girls on those flights.
There were young girls on those flights, yeah.
Now, he is concerned. He is concerned about that. Let me tell you what that is. That's a veiled threat. not necessarily to the Clintons themselves, but to all those in the power structure that would not allow the Spacey comeback. You got to remember, this guy is running in circles like not only Epstein, but Weinstein as well. You know, those type of circles. And right now, Weinstein's on the comeback. He's another one on the tour, right? He won his first appeal. He's more than likely going to win that next appeal. That's why it is an ever-present battle against darkness on all levels, micro and macro. And I am really trying to appeal to all of you out there right now on this McGregor issue. That, look, I hammered it home for almost an hour, despite the fact we had the technical difficulties, because I hope everybody out there with a sister, with a daughter, with nieces like mine, with a mother, which I know the vast majority of you got out there, are simply disgusted with all this, and that this has been allowed to continue now for years, without any critical lens in the media whatsoever. And what is crazy to me is people will be outraged about something stupid and nonsensical like what? Oh, the Little Mermaid's black. Who cares? Who gives a flying rat's ass about that? Headlines everywhere, social media everywhere. You're not concerned that Disney and other entities are pushing this guy to kids, like in this Reebok commercial they did with this guy right here? Oh, boy, oh, I'm a little kid's toy. Oh, Reebok. Oh, Disney. Oh, my family man. Look, I'm going to beat the evil munchies. Oh, yeah. Let's make the guy into a hero. That's what we want to do.
Fighting evil, lurking in the shadow.
He's fighting evil.
Conor McGregor's Ziggy Ring Stone Circle.
He's fighting the bad guys. That's what they're portraying him as. It's the complete inverse. It's the complete opposite. It's how the world really works. Let's make this go viral. Let's ensure that this man never fights in a cage again. And if guilty of the crimes that he consensually did, or things like that, serves the rest of his life in a prison cell. That was the point of this broadcast overall. And again, I'm hoping that you in the alternative media, you influencers out there, you take this story, you run with it, you make it go viral, because my voice is really small in all this. But InfoWars' voice has been a megaphone for the truth. So if you're not going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, getting the products, getting the books and information, supporting the InfoWar, making those donations, now is the time. I absolutely love you guys, and we'll see you on the flip.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth. And the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.